Hey guys, my name's Brandon. I'm here with Madison and Megan, and we are doing this week's Weekly Reflections. Daily Reflections, June the 21st. Fear and Faith. The achievement of freedom from fear is a lifetime undertaking, one that can never be wholly completed. When under heavy attack, acute illness, or in other condition of insecurity, we shall all react to this emotion, well or badly, as the case may be. Only the self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear, as Bill sees it, page 263. Fear has caused suffering when I could have had more faith. There are times when fear suddenly tears me apart, just when I'm experiencing feelings of joy, happiness, and a lightness of heart. Faith, and a feeling of self-worth towards a higher power, helps me endure tragedy and ecstasy. When I choose to give all my fears over to my higher power, I will be free.
This so applies to my life today. I don't know why I had to add the so into that sentence. If I ever think about, well, how big is my God, right? Or how big is my higher power? The fear just leaves. Even if it's for a split second, if I have faith, I'm okay, right? And there's really no reason why I shouldn't have faith. But my brain thinks differently. The way that my life has progressed, there's absolutely no reason not to have faith. I have a beautiful life, right? And I could have never imagined the life that I have today. However, panic, insecurity, low self-worth, oh my God, this is too good, don't take it from me, you know, and just all this psychobabble that goes on in my head, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always really that easy. Mm-mm. You know, I really wasn't afraid when I was getting high, but I was definitely self-deceived.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was this honest, non-judgmental person. And I don't judge anybody. I remember saying that. I don't judge anybody. Bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I was so judgmental. But hopefully you get the point. Fear and faith don't exist together. I wish that they did, and it would be deceiving, self-deceiving, to lie to myself and say they can,
yeah,
but they can't.
Mm-mm. It's funny because you said, yeah, maybe sometimes, maybe they can coexist. They are. In life, they are total opposites. From an internal standpoint, I'm not living in faith when there is any fear present. Because the presence of that fear indicates that I don't have faith that either it will work out, that it's taken care of, that there is a higher power running the show. I'm still hanging on to the insecurities, and that's what the fears are. There are a lot of insecurities for me. They're all the things I have down here about this relating to the six and seven step with my defects. My larger defects of character are all fear-based mm-hmm. factors. Yeah. And they're all crazy. If I really break them down, they're crazy because I've shared before that I have a fear of success, right? A fear of succeeding in the world. And in that very same moment, I'm just petrified by the idea of failure. And this kind of goes on in a lot of ways. And I think as an addict, as an alcoholic, I don't know if this is normal, but I hear more and more that other people struggle with these same insecurities. And the fear of it, the fear of being successful, the fear of having that failure keeps me stuck. And I don't try. I don't try because if I don't try, then I can't fail. And if I don't try, then I won't really know how far I could go. And when I'm in faith, when I'm honestly in faith, is probably the most courage that I ever possess.
Yeah.
It's when I actually feel kind of brave. And it has nothing to do with me, but it it does in the fact that I'm letting go of that fear just long enough to trust in something bigger than me and know that however it plays out, I'm not in charge and I'm not responsible for those results. But I can no longer expect, with what I know today, I can no longer expect for anything to change or anything to get better if I'm not willing to try.
Yeah.
And I won't do that if I don't have faith. I won't do it. I'll continue to hang on to every little fear. And then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy at the end of the day. Well, I'm an addict, so
oh, well.
I couldn't do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't have it in me. I'm just not ready. And I don't know. I'm tired of living in that fear. I was tired of living in that fear. And I still struggle with it today, but I know that it feels better when I'm not hanging on to it. And I don't care if the outcome, if I have any say over the outcome.
Yeah.
Right now, it feels better to walk through most of those fears than to continue to just be paralyzed.
Yeah. It's not easy, though.
Not
like
at all.
A lot of them, I feel like a lot of mine definitely come from situations that I've lived through,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And if that's the only thing I have to interpret off of course I'm going to be afraid,
yeah.
Right? Or like I've lived this certain way since I was a little kid,
mm-hmm.
And now I got to switch it up so I can be happy and be free. That's not going to be easy, 20 plus years or however many, you know? Then you have to break a habit of fear because that's what it gets when the obsession is removed.
Yeah.
It's just a habit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the book tells us that we're driven by 100 forms of fear and self-delusion.
Yeah.
And so that tells me that all of these other emotions that I'm not necessarily identifying as fear are just a byproduct thereof. You know, when I get angry at someone, my first emotion is fear. You know, you insult me, well, I'm upset that you disrespected me, but what I'm really upset at is that I got scared. You know, because you either took something from me, and that could be my self-esteem, that could be a number of different things, but there's always, fear is always the primary emotion. Now, you did say that faith and fear can exist at the same time. I don't necessarily think that fear or that faith is the absence of fear.
Mm-mm.
You can't have faith with the fear. Does that make sense? Like,
you're going to get really philosophical.
Well, I know that there are times where I am faithful. I know that God or the universe or whatever the hell is running the show.
But I'm going to still be scared.
I have faith that it's going to happen, but I know that's there. And then I also think that there's a healthy fear. I know that the reading isn't necessarily speaking on that healthy fear. It's speaking on the fear that leads us to this... these ideas of just confusion and we're not sober-minded, you know, we may not have a drink or a drug in us, but we're not really sober-minded, and that's what it's speaking on, but there are plenty of times where I have a fear and it's more of like a healthy awareness
of
something that's
sober.
There.
That's fair.
You
yeah.
know?
But I had faith and I got sober and I'm still sober.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But if I allow fear to control every aspect of my life, which I used to, you know, I used to. I was scared of facing certain emotions that I didn't want to face.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got loaded. After I was loaded, I was fearful of what you were thinking of me and what you were thinking of me. And there were so many other things, and it carried over into every aspect of my life. Today, I don't live like that. A large reason for it is that I've taken away the drink and the drug. You know, you take away a huge contributing factor to those fears, but you still got fear left over. You know, I still concern myself with my performance in a job or whether you like me or if I'm, you know, when I walk out of the house, like, you know, am I dressed nice enough? Like, are people going to look at me differently, you know? I'm concerned with my financial holding, you know, everywhere. I'm concerned, well, can I make the bills this month? You know, but I don't live in that fear. Today, but it is a direct result of me working the program as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Correct.
And I'm happier today. You know, like, are those fleeting thoughts? There's some fearful fleeting thoughts today. I don't obsess over them, though. You know, and that's the beauty of what I think this program is, and that's where faith comes in. Because my higher power has shown me, I'm going to take care of this. Because obviously you can't. Because you're just going to obsess over some things, you know, and you're not really going to do anything about it. So today, again, as a result of me working this program, I can say that faith has more dividends. It provides more dividends than fear ever did.
Holds more weight.
It does hold more weight. It absolutely holds more weight. And I like the part, it says, there are times when fear suddenly tears me apart just when I'm experiencing feelings of joy, happiness, and a lightness of heart. Mm-hmm. And how true is that?
Oh my gosh.
How true is that? Everything's going great, and then someone will say something or something will happen, and all of a sudden,
it's on.
We could just bury fear. Just bury it.
Yeah.
Bye.
You know, but
see
then,
you later.
But then I'm grateful for some of those fears sometimes, because once I've come out on the other side of that, I'm able to look back and say, okay.
And help another person with
it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I don't know if anyone's heard anything today that has struck a chord with them or that they relate to. Maybe you're seeking help. Go to Detox to visit us on detoxtorehab.com. There's tons of resources there. Madison, I want to thank you for being with us today. Megan, thanks always for being with us. And you guys can join us next week for more fun stuff.